Here in Ripley, is there any place in town where you might have a strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, is that called anything?
No.
Have you ever heard of a tree lawn?
Is that what it's called?
Well, it's a funny thing. That's what I've called it all my life. Mm-hmm. But nobody else that I know has ever heard of it.
I don't know
where to pick it up. Somewhere back in my family, somebody started saying tree lawn. Say if a dog jumped out at you and scared you, in order to defend yourself, you might reach down and pick up a
stick or a rock.
Yeah, and do what?
Throw it.
You ever heard anybody use another expression besides throw it? You might say
chunk it.
Sure. Is that about the same action?
Mm-hmm.
Mean the same thing? All right, what about this expression? Say if you're out in the front yard and somebody comes trying to locate your body, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but he's not
here.
Mm-hmm. Or he's not at home.
Yeah, he's not at home.
Say if somebody was looking for your mother, she's cooking, and they ask you about it, you might say, well, she's
busy.
Or if you wanted to locate her exactly, you say
she's in the kitchen.
Sure, like that. What about this beverage, hot beverage, that a lot of people like to drink for breakfast?
Coffee?
Mm-hmm. You drink it?
No, I don't drink it.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard of people when they order coffee, if they don't want anything in it at all, what would they say?
Straight or black.
You ever heard anybody order it barefooted? They don't mind barefooted?
No.
Okay. Alright. And this preposition, say if you want milk in your coffee, just kind of fill in the blank here. You say, I like my coffee
with milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you don't want milk in your coffee, you say, I like my coffee
without milk.
Okay. If somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming right. And if you just happen to meet somebody in town, you wasn't looking for them, you say, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so, I just sort of ran
into
them. Okay. And if a girl is given the same name that her mother has, you say that the parents named the child.
After.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about a bunch of different kinds of animals. Well, the animal in March, you just call that.
A dog.
Okay. What would you say if you had a dog? What would you say to him if you wanted him to get after another dog?
Go get him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything besides that?
A sick him.
Sure. Okay. Talk to him. Say a dog that's not a pure breed. He's just several different types. What would you call him? He's just another. Okay. You ever heard people say mongrel, cur dog, or mutt?
I've heard them say cur dog.
Cur dog. Okay. And talking about a dog, you might tell somebody, well, you better watch out for that dog. He might
bite you.
Mm-hmm. Because yesterday he
bit me.
And he has
bit me.
What about in a herd of cattle? What would you call a male?
A bull.
All right. And the one that gives milk, I said.
Cow.
What about the little?
Okay.
Have you heard your dad or anybody make any distinction between a male and a female calf?
No.
Like maybe a bull calf or heifer calf?
Yeah, heifer.
Heifer. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called?
That's what they call a girl calf, I think.
A heifer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about these animals, great big animals that look like bulls? People used to use them for plowing.
An ox?
Yeah, right. If you had two of those things hitched together, you'd say you had a...
oxen.
Where would you have been in the past? Okay, and we were talking about animals. With long ears. You said you caught those.
Donkey.